Episode 3003, Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day and happy Easter. He is risen indeed. I hope you are enjoying your long extended weekend, celebrating the death and most importantly, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so today I want you really, as you probably have been doing throughout this whole week, Passion Week, I want you to think about what God has in store for you, not just today, but for your entire journey from here on out. Every rose has its thorn. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, as you can tell, my voice is a little bit better, but it still has a little bit of a frog to it. So I appreciate your grace and your prayers. I am getting better, but you know what? We just have to take it one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. You know, the true blessings that come from the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ are healing, peace, joy, and purpose in this life, as well as the assurance of eternal life. Every rose has its thorn, but through Christ, we can experience the pleasure and passion of God, even in the midst of pain. Luke 24, verses 5 and 6 says this, "In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, 'Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen.'" He is risen. He is risen indeed. This past winter has been a little bit crazy. And usually by now, I already have the first blooms on my roses. And I looked out there yesterday and I was like, "Lord, where are they? They're there, but not open all the way." However, I did see one just peeking out, this beautiful hot pink rose. It has a tendency to lean on the red side of that hot pink, but it's oh so small. And I'm sure it's a little bit tender. These are roses that bloom about 6 to 7 times in its season. And they're humongous as in height-wise. I mean, they're just so tall. And as I looked out there, I couldn't help but think, what if what Jesus carried up the hill was not just the cross and the thorns that he wore on his head, but those thorns had roses with them? Would it change the way we look at things? Because there is beauty in pain. There's beauty in the death and the resurrection. But knowing what he went through, I don't know about you, but it hurts my heart at times when I really allow myself to feel. I really allow myself to understand where he came from and what he did. You see, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the foundation of the Christian faith. It is the very reason believers have hope and assurance of eternal life. However, the benefits of Christ's death and resurrection extend here on earth. In John 10, verse 10, Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." This fullness of life is experienced here on earth, and it is one of the true blessings that come from the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. However, you also know that life isn't fair, right? We're on that roller coaster. But even amongst the pain, there is pleasure and a deep passion towards you from God. As you know, pain is reality of life, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual. Christ understands the pain we experience because he himself suffered through it. Isaiah 53, verse 3 says this, "He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hid their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Yet through his death on the cross, he not only bore the weight of your sins, but he also took your pain upon himself. 1 Peter 2, verse 24 says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. You don't have to feel the pain any longer. Yes, we do hurt. But there's also the other side. It's called healing. And this healing includes a physical and emotional healing, as well as spiritual healing. Every rose has its thorn. But then you look at the opposite side of pain, right? And it's not just about healing. The opposite side of pain is pleasure. And that pleasure comes from an indescribable relationship with Jesus Christ. Philippians 4, verse 7 says this, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This pleasure is based not on earthly circumstances, but on the hope and assurance we have in Jesus Christ. John 16, verse 22, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. That should put a smile on your face and in your heart. No one can take away the joy. You might have pain, but you also can have joy. As Romans 8, verses 38 and 39, it says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, as you know, there are trials and tribulations here on earth, but there is also beauty that's indescribable. And that beauty is expressed in the passion God has for you, for his people, made evident through the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. How can we not see that every rose has its thorn? Even though there's pain, it comes with pleasure, wrapped in a passion of love for you. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That beauty of passion that God has for you was put to the test when God says, I'm giving you my son. That's how much I love you. This passion is not just focused on our eternal destination, but also in our everyday lives. God has a plan and a purpose for you. You know it, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. He desires for you to experience a meaningful and fulfilling life. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ serves as a powerful reminder that no matter how difficult life can get, there is hope available in him. As believers, as Christians, it's important for us to remember that the path to redemption is not easy. Just like a rose with its thorns, it takes courage and strength from within to face our trials with faith. But because Jesus died for our sins, we know that no matter what troubles come our way, whether spiritual or physical, there will always be a way out if we trust in God alone. So look at the beautiful rose he gave you in your mind. It serves as a visual representation of how passionate God is about each one of his children. So passionate that he was willing to put himself through unimaginable pain for your sake, even though he knew what awaited him at Calvary's cross. Every rose has its thorn, the pain when your finger is pricked or when you step on it by accident. But it also presents a pleasure of comfort and grace that goes beyond your understanding. The passion God has for you is an unimaginable love by your heavenly Father. He is risen. He is risen indeed. My prayer for you, my friend, comes from Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 and 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a beautiful, blessed Easter. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.